Summer is bringing a hot new video game.
You must stand up to hatred, or she will destroy us all.
Diablo 4 is, according to its developer, its fastest-selling game ever. And we should mention this company, Activision Blizzard, has had its business issues, so it has a lot riding on Diablo 4. So let's play it up now with Here and Now producer James Mastromarino. Hey, James.
Hi, Scott.
We just watched a trailer for Diablo 4. It has this epic gothic look and sound, demons, sorcerers, bishops. And then the trailer delivers this line, deliver us from evil. So no great secret what this is about.
No. I mean, this game series has existed since 1996, and it's always been about killing demons. And unlike its last predecessor, which kind of dialed down the bloodshed and darkness,
not
it's
here.
All back, with Diablo 4. And in fact, I played the game with some of my NPR colleagues, and one of them, Hai Tu Wen, approved of that move.
Like, the Diablo 3 is all colorful, and then Diablo 4 is just like emo and dark, and that's how it should have been, to be honest with you. Huh.
And you can hear us playing the game as we discuss the game there, as our sorcerers and barbarians and whatnot cleaving through enemies. And another of my colleagues, Nina Phil, said she doesn't play many video games, but she appreciated how accessible this game is, despite its hardcore aesthetic.
This is a lot of fun. I like it. I like violence every once in a while.
Yeah, and it is a lot of fun. I can't agree with her there.
Now, James, developers, I understand, can kind of game the data on product sales. Is not entirely transparent how many units they sell, but if Activision is right and it is a bestseller for the company, why do you think it's succeeding?
So many games are about getting more powerful, collecting loot, and what have you, but Diablo has gotten this down to a science. You'll find a monster.
The treasure goblin.
I've been trying to kill this guy. It's really fun. A lot of stuff. Wow.
It'll rain down loot upon you, more powerful weapons and armor. You'll immediately equip that and you'll go on to fight the next monster and so on and so on. And this happens like every few seconds. So it's a constant dopamine hit. But because of that, the game's developer has gotten in trouble with really playing up this sort of psychological game before. Last year, we discussed Diablo Immortal, which is their mobile-focused version of this game, and got into a lot of hot water with its player base because it tied the acquisition of these valuable items that you want for the game with spending real-world money. Now, that's not how Diablo 4, this latest game, works. Instead, if you want to hand over more cash, you can, but you'll only get items that make your character look more special.
Oh, it doesn't make you win.
That's right.
Okay. We should say Activision Blizzard has had its own, let's call them demons, right? Lawsuits over sexual harassment and a bro culture. You mentioned backlash from some fans over the previous version of this game. So for the company, what are the stakes here?
I think they're immensely high. It's clear that Activision Blizzard wanted a win. So they've been going whole hog on the marketing for this game. They have tie-ins with lots of corporate sponsors you wouldn't expect, like KFC, streetwear, clothing companies. They even went so far as to deck out a deconsecrated Jesuit church in France, one of these old chapels, with this kind of Caravaggio-style artwork depicting scenes and characters from the game.
Yeah, this mural is all over the trailer.
Right, all over a trailer for it. And one of the more hilarious tie-ins is actually with the hot sauce company and show Hot Ones, which produce their own limited edition line of hot sauce called Lilith's Hatred, named after the main villain from Diablo 4. And another of my colleagues who I played the game with tried it while we were in the game, playing the game with him.
Right now it feels doable. Oh, never mind.
Just a quick takes these backsies.
Very quick.
Oh, it went up my nose. Oh, no.
And we all agreed at the end that the game is a lot more palatable.
Play the game, avoid the pepper. James Mastromarino is Here Now producer based in Washington, D.C., and he edits gaming coverage for NPR. James, thank you.
Thanks, Scott.